In that set, you just heard from Mr. Carnivore Knees, the Magnetic Tapes with The Power, Saint Light Learn, and that last track, you're about to meet the guys. That was Coup de Grâce with Champagne Taste on Neo Rocks. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah. For our listeners, introduce yourselves.
Yeah, my name is Nick Reese. I'm guitar and vocals in Coup de Grâce.
I'm Tig. I'm the drummer for Coup de Grâce. Also, David Tiggleman's my real name, but everybody calls me Tig.
I was going to ask you about that.
Okay. Yeah, it all makes sense now.
You've now just asked the first five questions answered, the first five questions of the interview. So you want to play something?
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, you guys are playing at the Winchester this Friday. It's kind of an interesting show. I was looking at it like, Well, you got the Willy Wonka. Tell people what's going on with it.
Yeah, man. So we're just trying to have fun. We're calling it Wonka's Winchester Fest. It's going to be us, Yosemite, a local band, and Subterranean out of Dayton. They're our good friends. And, yeah, it's, you know, we're just trying to go with, like, a Willy Wonka theme, you know, encouraging people if they want to dress up as their favorite character or as Wonka. We're doing, like, a prize. We just went to Sweetie's today and picked up a couple special gifts for Friday evening.
Can you say what the one is or no?
Oh, yeah, dude. We got a gummy bear. It's like a one-pound gummy bear. It's like 100 times larger than the average gummy bear on a stick. I mean, the thing is... Yeah,
it was pretty big. I kind of wanted to get one for myself, but I was like, nah, we'll wait. I'll be back here eventually.
What would you do with a gummy bear that big? Just...
Fork and knife?
Yeah, how would you?
Well, it's on a stick, so like I think you just kind of, you know, you just chip away at it.
For like a couple days. Or until my dog gets to it, you know.
I was going to say, where would you store it in your house?
Yeah. I don't know. You have to eat it in the winter, because if you ate it during the summer, there'd just be ants everywhere.
That's true. There's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I didn't think of all the
moving parts,
the logistics.
Yeah. It's a big commitment, the one-pound gummy bear.
Now, are you guys dressing up as well?
We might be. You never know. You know, we might be. There might be some involved. But yeah, I mean, we're just trying to have fun. We're bringing out our buddy Eddie with Scudda Productions, and they're doing projections. So we're going to be doing some trippy projections over the band and maybe some scenes from the movie while we play and, you know, just having fun.
That's awesome. Now, whose idea was it to put it together like this?
I mean, we were shooting around different ideas, and at first I was like, well, what about a candy theme? You know, and then we just kind of landed on Willy Wonka, and we're like, well, that's just classic, you know.
Can I admit something?
I'm a Gene Wilder guy myself, right. But, you know, there's Johnny Depp fans out there, too.
So. Yeah, we won't discriminate if somebody comes out dressed as, you know, the Johnny Depp.
Jack Sparrow. Yeah. I have to admit this, and I'm terrible with this. Some of the best movies that I should have seen, I haven't seen.
Oh, man, yeah, that's a classic.
I haven't seen this
one. That's a classic.
Seen neither?
It's a little creepy, though, at the same time.
It is, when you go back and watch it, yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid, you don't notice that. It's awesome when you're a kid, but...
So I just have to ask.
Yeah.
When you guys came up with this concept for the show...
Right.
What did the Winchester say?
Dude, they were all about it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Did you ask them?
Well, I mean, I was trying to come up with a name. I was like, Wonka, and then Winchester. Okay, Winchester Fest. And I mean, they seem to be about it. I think they're going to do like a Jello shot special or something, like kind of just running with the theme. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Again, Friday. What time does the whole thing start?
Yeah, doors are at 8 and the music will start at 9.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you this question, because today, as we mentioned earlier, is Dingus Day. Did you guys celebrate at all? Did you do anything special? Anything with the families?
I just found out as soon as you guys mentioned it 5 minutes ago.
So are you going to go out and buy one of the Super Soakers then?
Absolutely.
So you can
it's nice and warm out right now, so yeah.
Directly after
they'll
this.
They'll love that.
Only 3 hours left in the day once you get out of here. It'll totally be worth
There's
it.
There's still time.
It'll totally be worth it. That's funny. Well, very cool. You guys, we've been playing your 1-2 now for a few weeks, and you're working on some new music.
Yeah, yeah. We're currently in the studio at Central 8 back in Akron, where we recorded the first album. And, we're chipping away at it. You know, we're kind of... taking our time, I guess, a little bit, but, you know, we just want to make it right, so.
Well, that's good. I'd like to talk to you further about, you know, the future plans for the band and what's going on.
Yeah.
And I actually saw your first show in September 2016.
Yeah,
I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
We played it. Our first show was with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is funny.
Yeah, out at Iggy's.
Yeah. Small, wow.
Yeah.
And here we are. And you are going to play a song for us.
Yeah,
what are we about to hear?
So this is our first single, Friendly Tiger, off our debut EP. So, yeah.
Got Coup de Grâce live here on NRX.
Said a future looks a lot like a past. Well, I think all she needs is a swift kick in the ass. Yeah, like Charles. Yeah, like Charles de Gaulle. We won the battle, but we lost the war. Walking beauty, walking light. Friendly tiger, I feel by. Walking beauty, now walking light. Friendly tiger, I don't feel bad. Set at 19. You set at 19. She's seen all this to see. She's seen the world, dated a girl, says she's in love with me. Yeah, at 19. Yeah, at 19, she's in love with me. Powder up her nose, oh, window blow, that'll be the death of me. I got messages I don't delete. Hearing your voice are disappointing, kiss me off my feet. Walking beauty, walking light, friendly tiger, I don't feel your mind. Walking beauty, now walking light, friendly tiger, I don't feel your mind. No, I don't.
Coup de Grâce live here on Neorax. Friendly Tiger. This track we've been playing for a couple of weeks now.
We have.
So.
Because we're friendly DJs.
Usually.
Usually.
You guys are playing this weekend at the Winchester.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it again.
Yeah, so we are at the Winchester this Friday. Music starts at 9 o'clock. We have Subterranean out of Dayton, ourselves, and then Yosemite. It's going to be a fun time.
So how did you end up with that group of bands playing?
So we've actually been friends with both of those bands for a long time. The band I played with previously has played a ton of shows with both of those bands. So this will be our first time as Coup de Grâce to get to play with these guys. So we're really looking forward to it. We're going to be down in Dayton with Subterranean, where they're from, in like 2 weeks. So, yeah.
Do you run across those guys a lot on the festival circuit?
Yeah, you do. We're actually going to be with Subterranean this May at Spring Hookahville. So
where is Hookahville happening this year?
This year it's at the Zane Shawnee Caverns in Bellefontaine.
Okay.
So it's like kind of out in the cut, but from here it's probably like 2.5 hours.
Out in the cut.
Yeah, it's out in the cut.
That's funny. So you guys up on your Coup de Grâce site here, you've got all your dates, where you're playing at. I always wonder, you know, when bands tour and when they drive,
yeah,
and they drive a lot, you know, you got to think about the small things, right? Like, first of all, who's driving?
Right.
Right. And we should mention your other band members, by the way. I don't think we did that yet, did we?
Yeah, so we're a trio. Okay. Today I have Tig is with us, our drummer, and then Doug Gallo is our bass player.
Great. So who's the worst driver?
Right, so probably Tig. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Tig's attentive. Slow. He's just very slow.
I drive slow. So I get real sleepy.
Yeah, if you're trying to get home, you don't really want Tig behind the wheel because it's going to take a while.
At least you guys
are.
I just
doze behind the wheel, you know? Like, I think I have narcolepsy. I'm not. It's like an undiagnosed.
Yeah, I'm almost like, afraid to put shit behind the wheel. But, I mean, okay. I'm the type of person that likes to be in control, so I pretty much drive most of the time just because I like to be the one in control.
So, of course, here's the next question that we've already determined that Tig is not driving.
Okay.
He's not allowed.
Right.
Right. We don't want him to
do
the wheel.
No, he's banned.
Right. Now, you're going to be driving.
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
Oh, man. We like to mix it up.
Everything?
But, yeah. A little bit of everything.
Spotify is our friend.
Yeah, I've been on a huge King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard kick recently.
Okay. Good, like, album home drive. Like,
it is. You just put it on and let it go.
It's pretty good.
The other night we listened to Sufjan on the way home from Columbus, Illinois.
Okay.
You know, so.
That's a good one.
Oh, God. That album's perfect.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Literally
perfect.
I love
that album.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever fight about music?
Nope.
Not really.
You don't have the Neil. I call it the Neil Young effect, right? It's like there's always that one band or that one group where it's like everybody loves them or hates them.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have that
though. What would be a good one for us?
Oh, man. I don't know. So, you know, there's a lot of bands.
The other day I put on a sweet Eddie Money playlist. And we were just rocking out.
I think
Eddie
I was
Money
sleeping
hits.
For that. I wasn't awake.
We had two tickets to Paradise, baby.
I was not present for that. I woke up, I think, during that song. I think if it had kept going, I might have said something.
So was it on like a loop?
It's just like a playlist of.
He wakes up an hour later, like, why is this song still playing?
Take me home tonight.
Oh my God, take him home. Somebody take him home. I don't think actually Tig is sleeping because there's a problem. I think it's intentional.
It's, yeah.
Just to ignore.
He's blocking the memory of the music.
Like it was like a traumatic experience? I don't mind a little Eddie Money. I hope he's listening right now.
The Money Man. So we're not going to hear any Eddie Money then?
No, probably not. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But well, just maybe one day. Out. Maybe we do an Eddie Money set one day. No.
Oh yeah, gosh. I don't think we've ever argued about, like, if it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily have to hear something right now, so it's fine.
Yeah, awesome. I mean,
he's a good DJ.
We all generally devour music, so.
And besides, he's the one driving. If he wants to pick, if he wants to make the drive, that's cool.
Them's the perks.
And it's on the air now. It's recorded. You guys can't go back
on posterity.
That. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, and you can believe it or not. Most people probably don't. I've been pulled over 55 times in my life. 55. I started counting when I was younger.
Do you?
Not anymore, though.
Do you just have, like, on your dash, like, Sharpie marks for every time you got pulled over?
like I was in jail counting the years. No, just when I was younger, when I first got my license, I was living in like this little small township and they had two police departments. And I just used to drive around with my friends and just do nonsense, you know, just whatever. And they would stop me all the time. Plus I had like, you know, I had the neons and the rims and I had a loud stereo. So my car just drew attention because I was like, this is cool. I'm 16 and I have this car. I'm going to make it, you know, cop magnet. Great idea. So I did get pulled over a lot, and I started counting because the first time after that, it kept, you know, snowballing, and I was like, geez. But I probably haven't been pulled over in, like, over a decade now.
Did you know all the cops yes. by name?
No.
They knew
they
you.
They probably knew me. I got, of the 55, I got ticketed 13. So the other gosh. Times I got off on
it's
my...
not a bad record.
On my, I know.
That's actually not a bad record.
My boyish charm, you know, I got away with it. They're like, oh, he's sorry. He ain't hurting nobody.
Sounds like a new song.
Right? There's material there that can be mined.
Oh, yes.
It's like, there's that
you start
guy.
Writing songs like Dewey Cox.
Yes. Drive hard, yeah.
Drive
15.
Hard.
15 in a 50. This guy again. He's,
I've been
yeah.
good lately, though. Like I said, it's been over a decade.
Boy.
It's been over a decade.
It's just at night it worries
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and now I drive slow now. I drive like my dad. My dad drives about 3 under the speed limit, and I feel like a few years I'll be catching up to him going 5 under.
Do you guys feel good about this, like that we got this out? You thought you were coming here talking about a show.
Right,
like,
yeah.
No,
forget the show. Forget the show.
Yeah, I veered off topic.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's what I do.
Fine.
I have a very short attention span. That's why I'm a drummer and a chef, and those two things keep my attention. Anything else, I would probably be terrible at.
Oh, this is amazing. It's my favorite interview ever. I love it.
Well, we are talking with Coup de Grâce right now. They're playing Wonka's Winchester Fest
yeah.
This Friday at the Winchester Music Tavern. Doors at 8,
yes,
show
sir.
Start.
9 o'clock.
Music starting at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And playing along with you is Yosemite and Subterranean.
Subterranean. Yeah.
From Dayton.
Yes, sir.
So you've got guitar in hand still.
Yeah.
You want to play something else?
Yeah. Let me tune up real quick here. We tune because we care.
what are you going to play for us?
What do you think? A new song? Maybe something new?
The new one's got single written all over it. I think we debut it here.
This might be the next single. Tig wants this to be the next single.
Not necessarily the next single, just a single.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Summer's Gone. And yeah. I think if we release it right around the summer, or right towards the end.
I think fall, maybe.
Yeah, right towards the end of summer.
Release the single at the start of the summer.
It's a seasonal song, yeah.
It's a seasonal. Yeah,
we
you'll
only
hate this
play
by winter.
It, yeah. We can't play it in the winter. It doesn't work.
Spring, it's just weird to do it in the spring.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, we've got Coup de Grâce live here on Neo Rocks. Coup de Grâce here live on Neo Rocks.
Yeah.
So once again, you guys are playing Friday at the Winchester.
Yeah.
The Wonka's Winchester Palooza.
Wonka's Winchester Fest.
Or Winchester Fest.
Is there a palooza?
There could be. There should be. We messed up.
Oompa Loompas.
Koopa Loompas.
I was reading it.
Koopa Loompas.
I saw Oompa Loompas, and it just all things. I have a bad habit of doing these things. So where could people go to find out the real name of the concert?
Right. So on Facebook, Coup de Grâce Band. You can find or search Wonka's Winchester Fest. That works too. This Friday, Winchester, Lakewood.
And there will be gummy bears.
There will be.
That's at least awesome. One giant one.
At least one giant gummy bear.
I'm going
could
back
be yours.
For that thing. I want it.
Tig's going to go get another.
Yeah, it was like tri-flavored. had three different. It was like cherry and I think watermelon or something.
I'm sold.
Yeah. I was gonna play air drums during that, but this chair, I don't trust it. I think I would have fell off if I'd have started getting into it. That'd have been all bad.
You might have been anybody able to ever? Use you might have been able to use the chair to make the sounds.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It does kind of have a little.
Yeah.
Anybody ever fall out of these?
Yes.
Yes. I was hoping for that answer. Perfect.
Once again,
Coup de
Grâce.
This Friday night at the Winchester.
And website?
Coup de Grâce Band.com, Bandcamp, Instagram, iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. Coup de Grâce Band.
Thank you guys so much for being in studio.
Yeah, thank you for having us, man. This was fun. Yeah,
definitely.
We got one last track from the disc.
Yeah.
Right now. Open Road. So we've got Open Road from Coup de Grâce right here on Neorocks. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.